USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S.-Mexico border, and the president has ordered the State Department to stop foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. More migrants are now being released by the Border Patrol. Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez.
So far, we have been able to handle anything that's come our way, and I think we can, so long as we have, you know, adequate notice to know what's coming. Right now, they're bringing them here. We're feeding them, sheltering them, clothing them, whatever they need at the time.
On CNN's State of the Union, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said U.S. lawmakers share the blame for the overload.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it. So we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In the NCAA, the Final Four is set. Scott Graham from Westwood One Sports calls it as Auburn beats Kentucky.
For the first time ever, Auburn is going to the Final Four. In overtime, Auburn knocks off Kentucky 77-71.
Also in the Final Four, Michigan State, Texas Tech, and Virginia. President Trump says the GOP will be the party of health care as he continues to work toward the elimination of the Affordable Care Act. One Republican who is working on a White House proposal is Florida Senator Rick Scott, who tells CBS's Face the Nation there won't be a grand plan offered up all at once.
Let's focus first on prescription drug prices. They're way too high. We shouldn't be paying more than what they pay in Europe. It's unfair to Americans. And let's go piece by piece to try to fix it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new survey finds that social media is linked to a rise in mental health disorders. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Psychological Association releasing its national survey a few days ago in which it finds mental health issues have risen significantly over the last decade. They credit that rise in digital media as a major reason why. The research finds that more and more young adults, specifically those born in 1995 or later, are suffering from negative psychological symptoms. And studies do show that more social media use is linked to increased symptoms of social anxiety, social isolation, and loneliness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nebraskans recovering from recent flooding could be eligible for special food benefits from the USDA. John Clemens reports.
Residents of Nebraska could receive the benefits if they meet disaster income limits with qualifying disaster-related expenses. Steve Horton runs the USDA's Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
If they have had losses, maybe things like loss of income, damage to their property, relocation expenses, and even in some cases loss of food due to power outages, they can go to a central DSNAP site operated by the state and apply to receive DSNAP benefits.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.